Hello, Pittsburgh. I'm Zach Gibson, and this is Trib Lives from the Newsroom, our podcast bringing you top stories from TribLive.com. In August of 2023, the Rustic Ridge neighborhood in Plum was rocked by a catastrophic explosion that resulted in the loss of several lives and extensive property damage. Today, I'm joined by TribLive reporter Brian Rittmeyer to delve into the details of the event and preview his piece on the anniversary of the Rustic Ridge explosion. Brian will provide insight into the ongoing investigation and the profound impact on the local community, even after a year has passed. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Zach.
Thanks for joining today.
No problem.
So I understand you're writing this piece and it's coming out over the weekend. Tell me a little bit about some of the topics that you cover in this piece.
Well, it's been a year since this tragic incident in the Rustic Ridge neighborhood of Plum. And it's a time to reflect back on what happened, the people who were lost, the extensive damage that was caused. And even though it's a year later, there's still a lot of unanswered questions as to exactly what happened and why and how.
Okay. You covered this event on the day that it actually happened?
Yes. It was a Saturday.
Okay. What was that like in the breaking of the actual event itself?
Well, I live in Plum, about 5 miles from the Rustic Ridge neighborhood. It was a day off. I was getting ready to take a usual walk through my neighborhood that I do. And I saw the alert email come in that something had happened in Rustic Ridge. And later in the day, I was asked to help with the coverage of what was going on, which eventually led to me going to the neighborhood. There was a resident on Ross Hollow Road who was kind enough to let me park in their driveway. And if anyone's familiar with Rustic Ridge, it's a bit of a hike, but I had to walk up the hill back to the back area of the neighborhood. I believe it was the last portion to be built, which is where this incident happened. And spent much of the day back there waiting for information from authorities to find out just what had happened back there.
Before we continue with this piece, I want you to lay out the overall story. Just give us a brief overview for those of us who aren't familiar.
So what had happened is there were 6 people in one of the houses there, the home belonging to Paul and Heather Orovitz. What exactly they were all doing in the home on that day, there's been some speculation and theories. Some people discounting those, so we're not sure exactly how or why they were all in the Orovitz home that day. But something apparently happened that resulted in this explosion, leading to 5 were killed that day. Paul Orovitz was rescued, but he succumbed to his injuries 4 days later. And the explosion caused a fire that destroyed the homes on either side of the Orovitz house. And there were about 10 in the immediate area of that part of Rustic Ridge that were damaged to the point that they could not be lived in until they were repaired. And in fact, the house directly across the street belonging to the Napoleon family was so badly damaged that they were told they could only go into their house to retrieve belongings if it wasn't too windy. That's how badly their home was damaged. And the wind often whips up in that part of the neighborhood on top of the hill. So their house had to be demolished. And initially they were going to reuse the old foundation for a new house, but then were told that even the foundation was damaged too much. So they have a new home being built, foundation up within the same footprint directly across the street.
Since then, a lot of people have searched for answers. And according to your story that is coming out, we have an unresolved investigation, and there's been some public frustration about that. Tell me about that.
Yes, the Allegheny County Fire Marshal is the lead investigator of this incident, and they would not grant us an interview because of that ongoing investigation. They have not determined a cause or released any information about what happened. Other authorities, such as the State Public Utility Commission, have come out saying that there was nothing outside the house, gas lines, that contributed to this explosion. But they're saying that they're still investigating, but they can't say when or if they will ever be able to determine or release what the cause was.
Okay.
And in fact, there was another house explosion in Plum over two years ago, on Hialeah Drive, which we also don't know the cause of that one either.
I know that there have been demands from the Plum mayor himself calling for some answers. And even that seems to have no effect to give any more information to the community, correct?
Yes, the mayor is among those who is saying that the community deserves answers and needs to know what happened. There are others who are saying they don't need to know. There were six people whose lives were lost. Having the answer won't bring them back. And they think that by saying that it wasn't anything external to the house, that assures people in the neighborhood that they are safe living there. But there are still those who want to know. They want to know how and why this happened.
And with that, let's move to the community impact and the remembrance of those lost in the explosion. How has the explosion affected the Rustic Ridge neighborhood?
Well, shortly after the incident, a lot of the neighbors were telling me that this actually brought them closer together. Rustic Ridge is a very large neighborhood of some 200 or 200 or more homes, and there is a small park in the neighborhood. And they were telling me that they were hoping to do some more gatherings, events, and programs there for the people who live in that community. Not long ago, Plum recognized the first responders, the firefighters, police, the medics from Plum and beyond who came to help that day. They didn't really publicize it. It was pretty low key. They had it at the new amphitheater outside their new municipal building where the road was recently renamed for Mike Thomas to the manager who died in the explosion. It was Old Mine Road. Now it's called Mike Thomas Way. And otherwise, for the anniversary this year, again, there seems to be a feeling of keeping things low key. The neighborhood over this weekend, they're planning on having a memorial just for the residents only. And then the mayor and council asked the churches in Plum that have bells to ring them at 10:23 Monday morning, which is the approximate time of when the explosion happened, and to observe a moment of silence, you know, kind of whatever people want to do.
Okay, so clearly it's been an emotional impact on the community. And like you said before, there was a house that was destroyed across the street. And I believe that family hasn't even been able to fully return to the neighborhood, correct?
Their new home is nearing completion. And Rick Napoleon told me that he anticipates that they'll be able to start moving in September 4th.
Even after a full year, it's clear that the impact that this event has had is still present on the community. Let's move now to possible causes and expert opinions. I know that we interact with officials and try to find the answers that our community is asking of us. Can you tell me about some of the experts that you've gotten to talk to and some of the opinions that you've heard from the community of possible causes of what might have led to this catastrophic explosion?
I spoke with Rich Meyer. He is a investigator of fires and explosions out of Florida. It was interesting what way he explained this to me, because we shared with him the doorbell video of the explosion. Obviously, it was a catastrophic explosion. But what he tells me is that from what he sees in this video is it was near perfect. Some people may think that to get an explosion that you need more gas, so you get a bigger explosion. He compared it to a carburetor, where if it's not enough fuel, it won't work. If it's too much, it won't work. But as you get to that middle point where you have just the right mixture of air and gas, that's where you get what he called the near perfect explosion. And that's his belief of what happened in this incident. There was just that perfect combination of air to gas, he's presuming natural gas, to cause an explosion of the magnitude that we saw in that video. As I've said, the agencies such as the Public Utility Commissions, others have said that there was nothing external to the house that caused this, such as a gas line being hit outside and the gas going into the house and building up, causing an explosion. So while we're still waiting for the Allegheny County Fire Marshal to come out with a cause, there is a lot of speculation, theorizing, and rumors as to what could have possibly happened here. Mayor Schlegel is of the opinion, his theory is that it could lead to the community's mines and methane from those mines.
Okay.
Because as he says, the entire area, even under the rivers, is undermined. And methane, natural methane, is not going to have any odor to it.
Right.
The only reason natural gas has an odor is because a substance called mercaptan is added to it as a safety measure so that if there's a leak, you can smell it. If it was methane, there would be no way of noticing that.
Right. Okay.
But we really don't know what the cause was.
And it's possible that we may never find out. Is that correct?
Yes. Unfortunately, as the experts tell me, part of the problem with investigating fires, explosions, especially of this severity, is they tend to destroy the evidence.
In our last section, we're going to talk about the public utility and fire response concerns. As it has been reported, there were some issues and concerns about the fire hydrant system on the day of the actual explosion. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the day of the explosion, the firefighters on scene from multiple departments had trouble getting sufficient water supply to put out the fire. And part of that reason is that, as our reporting previously found, the Rustic Ridge neighborhood, like its roads, is a closed loop. The roads, there's one way in, that's the only way out. Same with the water. That means that the hydrants can only produce about 500 gallons a minute. And what was found is that because of the size of the homes in Rustic Ridge, which are in the range of 2,000 square feet, one of those hydrants is not sufficient to fight even one fully involved house fire because you would need about 700 gallons per minute.
Okay.
So the Plum Borough Municipal Authority, which operates the water system in the borough, they have been doing some work on the water lines to increase the flow to Rustic Ridge. And the manager there tells me what they have done already with a new line on Mike Thomas Way that they did with the borough has increased the amount of water to the hydrants to about 700 gallons per minute.
Okay.
But it's still a closed loop system.
Right.
It would cost the authority between $700,000 and $800,000 to run another line into the backside of Rustic Ridge to alleviate that system so it's no longer closed.
Are you aware of any other precautions or new initiatives that are being implemented to ensure safety in the community?
The municipal authority has done a model of the hydrant system throughout the borough, not just Rustic Ridge.
Okay.
Getting estimates of the amount of water that every hydrant is capable of producing. And they have provided that information to the borough's four separate volunteer fire departments. So ideally, hopefully now the fire departments, when they go out to a fire, they'll know what the hydrants there are capable of providing for them. I spoke with the fire chief of the Logan's Ferry Department, one of the four. His response to this is that the model's nice, but these are estimates, not facts. And ever since the explosion, his policy has been that on every fire they are called out on, they bring tankers. And he's going to keep bringing tankers to fires to ensure that they have sufficient water.
Okay. So in closing, tell us a little bit about your experience as a reporter putting this story together now, coming close to the anniversary of the explosion.
It's been a difficult time. I'm a resident of Plum. Many of us who work at the paper are residents of Plum. Some are natives of Plum. I had just recently met Mike Thomas, who was Plum's manager. I will never forget the day that he gave me a personal tour through their new municipal complex. Very impressive facility. It's going to do wonders and for the community and serve them very well. He had a big part in making that building a reality. He gave me a tour of the entire complex personally, showed me his corner office. I believe he was really looking forward to the autumn views of the trees as they change colors. Took me through the new police department before they moved in. And I was just getting started on helping with our coverage of Plum and just getting to know him when this happened. And the day this happened, I had no idea he lived there. I didn't know he was involved or his home was one of the ones that was on fire. And when I found that out, I was just shocked. Plum is so big. It's a very large borough. It's an atypical borough in its size. Most boroughs are small, compact downtowns. Plum is more akin to a township, spread out, doesn't really have a downtown area. And there are people in Plum who are not affected. There are others who are deeply affected. You had the borough's manager, one of his top officials, Heather Arovitz, their families. Keegan Klontz, the boy who lost his life in this, was very active in the community. The mayor's son lives across the street and was very close to the Arovitz children. So this explosion just sent waves out, not just from the blast in the neighborhood, but through the relationships throughout the whole community. And it's something that people are struggling with. How do we honor and remember those we lost while moving on with our lives and continuing to live? And I've been through Rustic Ridge many times since. But then you drive down that through the back of the neighborhood, that bend there, and you see those three empty lots. They're now grassed over. And you know that's where it happened and where these homes had been. And it's makes you think. Mm-hmm. As Rick Napoleon said to me, you appreciate life and moments more.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, thank you for bringing your story to us and helping to explain some of the details.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks for joining. If you enjoyed this week's episode, share the podcast to help keep Western PA locally informed with insightful discussion and the latest news from your area. It's an easy way to spread the word, and it helps our podcast reach more people like you. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and turn on episode notifications so you never miss new content. Once again, I'm Zach Gibson, and this is From the Newsroom.